Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Katherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Soother. I hope you've had lovely holidays if you celebrate Thanksgiving or at least nourishing times. Holiday seasons can be really difficult. I mean, there's everything that a holiday like Thanksgiving is actually about in America, which is exploitation and genocide and the forcing of an indigenous people out of their land. And then there's family stuff and energy stuff, and it can be really, really hard. And it can also be lovely. So, you know, we can hold the complexity of the holiday season being different things to different people. But what I really am saying is that I hope wherever you are, you're taking care of yourself. And I took a little break from the podcast, but I'm back because I wanted to talk about, and this is something I've been teaching a lot about lately inside the membership and inside of different containers, is the concept of energy. And I was looking back on my podcast and I was like, even though I talk about energy literally all the time, I am a feng shui teacher, which is basically about working with the energy of your home. I teach and use EFT, which is also about working with the energy of your body. I don't think I've ever dedicated an entire podcast episode to actually helping you understand as a highly sensitive person what energy is and its impact on you and how you can begin to work with it and why you really must, I think. And so we're going to talk about that today. And I'm doing this in honor of a couple of things that are coming up. First is if you're listening to this on Sunday, we're in December, which is crazy, but Monday, December 4th, I am partnering with my friend and colleague, Missy Toyozeas, to do a No Drain December workshop. This is a 2-hour virtual workshop where Missy, who's an incredible and talented energy intuitive and healer, is going to teach you energy protection, energy clearing techniques, and doing energy clearing on the group to help us feel more energized for the holiday season coming up. And I'm going to teach you probably over 20 tips and tricks of how to enliven the energy in your home and stop energy drains in your home according to the principles of feng shui. It's $27. The ticket will be in the show notes. Tickets will be in the show notes, the link there. And there is a lifetime replay. So if you can't attend live, no problem. Missy's just the best. I can't believe that I haven't met Missy in person yet. Do you know there's sometimes those people where you just like immediately get along with them, you vibe on everything. And I feel like that with Missy, and especially in our work. We really both work with empaths and HSPs who have big missions in this world and need help stepping into their visibility, into their courage, into their leadership. And we do it both in different ways through energy. I teach a lot of concepts, but I also teach EFT, microdosing, flower essences, feng shui, which are all forms of energy work. And Missy has the talent to be able to see energy blocks in your energy field. And when we come together, we're unstoppable, at least I think. Anyways, we're going to be doing more. We are announcing a new program that will be starting in January, and I'm going to see if I can have Missy on the podcast actually, because I think it would be good for us to talk about it together. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, you can come to No Drain December on Monday, December 4th, and tickets in the show notes. Okay. So what else? Not much else going on. Let's just dive in. I was going to do a bunch of other housekeeping, but you know what? I will do a little bit of housekeeping because one thing that's coming up is really fun is that on Sunday, December 10th, I am doing a Year Ahead workshop, an intentional goal setting workshop. It's inside the Sunday Soother membership, but you can always sign up for the Sunday Soother membership and then just cancel right away. And you get 30 days of access. And you can see all of my other workshops that have been coming up this year. But you don't have to attend live, but this workshop will be super fun. It's $44 and it's one I tend to do annually. And it just helps you like reflect on the past year and look at the year ahead and actually plan like goals that matter to you or intentions. They don't have to be specific goals. And it cultivates ways of feeling, right? You know, when we do goal setting and intentions and whatever, it can just feel like reactive, like, oh, I should want this, so I'm going to do this. Or God, I need to like, you know, get a new job. And there's not necessarily a lot of reflection that goes into the process. And so I'm hoping with my class and my workshop, I can give you that reflection so you can set these really authentic and heart-centered goals for the year ahead. And Soothe Discovery calls are still open. A beautiful group is forming. And the at this point, the bonuses have expired to when you enroll in Soothe, but you can still enroll in Soothe and book a discovery call until mid-December. So I'll put the link to the show notes, the link to that in the show notes too. Okay, but anyways, let's get on to energy because this is so important. It's actually a huge part of all of my programs anyways. So if you've been working with me for a while, you've experienced energy work, and it's as simple as that. And there are lots of different forms of energy work, and I'll go into them. But what is energy, right? I wanted to talk about this because energy is a term that gets thrown around a ton in the spiritual world or even in just like the standard life coaching and healing world. But what does it actually mean? Well, first I'd have you pause and reflect, like, what does energy mean to you? You could just pause this podcast and take a second to jot down a couple of notes, and then I'll tell you what it means to me. So we all understand energy as something that we can sense and feel, but not see. And so we can meet a person and we might say something like they have really good energy, or we can meet a different person and be like, ooh, did not like their energy. Or we can walk into a room and it feels really good and inviting and warm, and we know that that space has good energy. And we can walk into a room and know maybe an argument has just taken there, or there's been some tension in the room, even if nothing is happening. And that is kind of what energy is. It is, for me, energy, I want you to literally think of it like dust, invisible dust. And sometimes that dust is gold and sparkly and warm and wonderful. And sometimes that dust is heavy and negative and dense and low and draining. If anybody out there has read Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials, I think they just call it dust, like the matter that they're all searching for and trying to understand. And to me, energy is dust. I don't know if it's quantum matter. I don't know exactly what it is. We don't have the scientific ability to view and measure it and see it and understand exactly where it comes from. But that doesn't mean it's not real. There was a long time for most of human history where we didn't have the ability to see and understand atoms or cells or germs, right? And we still can't see those with the naked eye, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. They're the building blocks of our universe and of our human bodies. And energy is, to me, similar. So it is a thing that kind of floats or pulls down. It's a thing that's emitted from people or sticks to people and gets heavy on them. And it's all around us. Everything around us has energy, is made up of energy. We know that to be, I think, pretty true, given the studies of quantum physics, the little that I know. People definitely have energy. Animals have energy. Plants have energy. But so do inanimate objects. Homes have energy, you know. Objects that are made have energy off of them too. And then collective stuff has energy. So groups of people have energy. Spaces have energy. You know, your coffee shop that you love to go to has a particular energy. The grocery store that you avoid because it doesn't feel that good to you has a particular energy as well. So it's pretty much everywhere and in everything. And it's, I think, highly misunderstood and highly underutilized, especially by highly sensitive people and empaths. So to be an HSP or an empath means that you are particularly sensitive to energy. The metaphor that I like to use is that you are a double-sided ball of scotch tape walking through the world. And the world is, you're under a couch that's got just, under the couch is like a million dust bunnies. And as you tumble along as your double-sided scotch tape self, you are literally picking up every single dust bunny there. Some of the dust bunnies are good, you know, but a lot of the dust bunnies you do not want to be picking up, right? So when you think of yourself, so I want you to kind of just sit down and picture yourself right now. And then I want you to picture a bubble about 3 to 5 feet around you. It's kind of egg shaped. And this is also what you can understand is your energy field. So since every person is emitting energy, we're not emitting energy like, although energy isn't constrained by time or place. So maybe we are, but like your energy field, however, is like a physical thing as well. And so your energy field extends 3 to 5 feet around you, and so do other people's energy fields. And when we are going into big spaces where we're not protecting and clearing and grounding our energy, we're picking up on other people's energies. When we go into that grocery store that we don't like, we're picking up on the energy of everybody in that grocery store, just the general energy of that grocery store, the people who work there, the things that have happened there, the vibes that are going on. And we're taking all of that energy or dust, like it's coming home with us too. And it's sticking to our bodies and it's sticking to our energy field. So the other metaphor that I like to use when it comes to energy work, and if you're an HSP or an empath who's not doing regular energy clearing work or working with your energetic fields, is that you are an old-timey coal miner. And when you go out into the world, it's like you're going down at the coal mines. And we've all seen the photos of the coal miners kind of coming back up from the mines, and they're covered in soot, right? Their faces, their hands, their skin, their clothes, everything is covered in coal dust. And not doing energy clearing around that kind of stuff is like going home with all of that coal dust on you and not taking a shower or not changing, right? So what you want to do is understand that you are bringing home the energy of the world with you, right? And especially as an empath and an HSP. And if you're not doing regular clearing, regular understanding of your energy, regular energy clearing of your home, all of this energy is going to accumulate. Sometimes it's good energy, but a lot of the times it's negative energy. There really seems to be a thing where like empaths and HSPs, particularly if we're not protected and grounded, attract negative energy and hold on to it. So there's that. There's just like the energy we pick up going around in the world. If we're not doing our energy clearing, if we're not grounding ourselves, if we're not protecting ourselves, we're just picking up energy on a day-to-day basis. And if you're like a healthcare worker or a teacher or somebody who works in retail or service, this is really for you because, right, you're in a lot of people energy fields. And sometimes those energy fields are really difficult if you're a healthcare worker at a hospital or, a teacher in a chaotic environment, for example. So there's the energy of the day to day, but then there's also energetic imprints that happen from childhood, right? And this is where Missy is so talented. She'll see energy that we carry from our childhood, woundings from our childhood, but she can also see, even going back further, energy imprints that are carried from our parents, from our grandparents, and even further back from our ancestors in past lives. And so when we come to this world, we also are carrying heavy energy and sometimes beautiful energy from a lot of experiences that have happened before we were even born, and then experiences that we accumulate throughout childhood, right? And this is also a little tricky to understand, but you know, energy, if you're understanding the coal miner like metaphor that I've used, you're getting that. Maybe you're like, okay, I can understand how I'm picking up on other rooms, other people's energy, and bringing that home. But also your thoughts, your limiting beliefs are energy as well. And a lot of us experience woundings or trauma in childhood or from our generational lines that give us limiting beliefs, that give us difficult thoughts. And those are carried around in our energetic field as well. So energy is pretty much, it's a really significant thing for HSPs and for empaths to really understand. And I find that most of us, we haven't been given the instructions on how to do this work, right? So first off, I hope you just kind of understand that like energy is everywhere. It's in everything. It's in every person. It's in every place. If you are struggling, you might have not been doing energetic clearing. You might not have been doing energetic grounding. You might not be working with your environment's energy. And if you're feeling heavy, low, anxious, fearful, drained, right? I hear like exhausted. I mean, empaths, I have so many empaths that are just, they're just tired. Like they come home from work and they're so tired. They want to work on things. They want to work on their business. They want to work on, you know, maybe they want to date more or they want to go out with their friends, but work is just draining them, right? And this is where it's like incredibly important for empaths and HSPs to do energy work. And the metaphor of doing energy work, you can do energy work in a lot of different ways, but it's hygiene. It's energetic hygiene. If you're not doing regular energetic hygiene, you are carrying around all that dust from your childhood up until now. So any heavy things that have happened in your childhood or your generational and ancestral lines, you're carrying, but then you're also just carrying the weight of the day-to-day energy that you're picking up from your job or being out in the world, right? So it's not your fault if you feel exhausted. You know, and also it's like important to go look like if you're feeling totally drained, totally exhausted, you know, work with a medical professional, because obviously there are things that you want to check out there. But it can never hurt to also do energy work to lighten. So what does it look like to do energy work? So it can look like a bunch of different things. And this is what we're going to be teaching in No Drain December. But think ways you can get started with energy work. EFT tapping. I find EFT tapping to be an incredible method for energy work. EFT tapping is like acupuncture for your emotions, is kind of the best way. And acupuncture is also acupuncture for your emotions. I mean, most people go to acupuncture for physical ailments, but since your emotions live in your body, when you're clearing physical ailments, you're clearing emotional elements as well. But EFT tapping is a way to clear energy of limiting beliefs and move the energy through your emotional channels. And again, it's hard to describe and hard to ground because we don't really have the science or understanding of exactly how this works. Why does tapping on different parts, meridian points of your body while saying particular statements clear heavy energy of old emotions? I can't totally say, but I know that there's a ton of research for PTSD, for veterans, for anxiety with EFT, and that it's an evidence-based method and it works with energy. EFT is an amazing way to work and clear your energy. Flower essences are a beautiful way to work with emotional energy as well. What I find that flower essences do are the idea is that flowers have a particular type of energy and vibration. And when you take a particular flower essence that matches the intent that you're working with emotionally, the flowers help unfold that emotion. They help release any walls. They help kind of just, it's hard to describe, but they help things shift in a very gentle way. So say that you're working with, here's a particular example I see all the time, is that a woman may want to date more, but she struggles being vulnerable in relationships. What I really see there is that there's a lot of blocked energy around the heart space. And there are particular flower essences you can work with that help you clear the energy from around your heart space so it feels safer to be more vulnerable and to connect with more people. And so flower essences is another beautiful way of working with your energy. You can work with energy healers. Reiki is a form of energy work, right? And with Reiki, what somebody's doing is they're channeling energy, universal energy through their hands. And as they do this to you virtually or in person, it can be done both ways. They are clearing your chakra system, which is your energetic system. It's kind of how energy moves through your body and where energy can get stuck too. You can also work with somebody like Missy, who works with something called emotion code and belief code, which are another couple of ways of doing energy work too. Feng Shui is a form of energy work. And if we're talking about EFT as acupuncture for your emotions, Feng Shui is acupuncture for your home. You are looking at the energetic flow of your home. You're looking at where there is energy that might be stuck or unhelpful in your home or in your environment. And you are regularly clearing that energy. You're adjusting your space so that the energy can flow a little bit more. You're doing regular space clearings for your home, right? Which your home picks up energy too, right? Like even if somebody who is like does regular energetic hygiene, it's not kind of a one and done. You don't like finish with energy work and then you never have to do it again. It's like saying you brush your teeth once and then you never have to do it again, or that you showered once and you never have to do it again. It's an ongoing practice, right? Because we're going out in the world, we're getting energetically, you know, I don't want to say dirty because it's just being out in the world, but we're picking up on tons of other energy out in the world. We bring that energy home. We got to energetically cleanse ourselves. We got to energetically cleanse our home, right? And so feng shui is a form of energy work. And of course, there's just work you can do on your own. You can Google energy work. You can Google like visualizations, cord cuttings, shielding, how to clear your energy. And of course, you know, what a lot of people use is smoke cleansing bundles to clean themselves, visualization of light cleaning themselves. All sorts of like visualization practices are really beautiful for clearing your energy. And so I hope that helps a little bit, right? Like, I want you to understand energy is like a practical thing that you should begin working with as a highly sensitive person and empath. For those of you who are skeptical, which I feel like is some of my audience, some of you are pretty spiritual and you're all in and you understand energy. This episode might be a little bit basic to you. But for those of you who are a little skeptical, but you're like, okay, there might be something here, I hope that I can ground the concept of energy for you. So energy is dust. there's good energy and there's not so good energy, right? And what we're trying to do is cultivate more of the good energy and clear ourselves more of the not so good energy. There's the understanding that for some reason, because we're so energetically open and we're so emotionally open, HSPs and empaths pick up on all sorts of energy. And then we take that energy home with us. And if we're not protecting ourselves, clearing ourselves, doing some of the work that I mentioned here, it can feel really exhausting, really draining. We can pick up on other people's fear, other people's anxiety. So there's energy, there's the fact we're picking up on energy, and then there's what we can do to begin to work with energy, right? So you can start using flower essences, you can start doing EFT tapping, you can start practicing the tenets of feng shui, you can work with an energy healer, you can do your own energy clearing using smoke bundles or spray or just visualizing, right? And then there's the fact that this goes on forever, right? And it's not a bad thing. We're not sad that we have to brush our teeth forever. It just kind of is the way it is, right? We're not sad that we should shower on a semi-regular basis forever. It's just like, we want to feel good. We want to have good hygiene. We want to be healthy. And so doing energetic hygiene, when it comes into your world, it becomes a beautiful tool that you have to keep yourself feeling good. So I thought I would close by telling you a little bit about my energetic practices and what I do to stay grounded, right? And to clear my own energy and simply be in my own energy, right? Because since I'm so open, I'm so sensitive, I do pick up on other people's energy very easily. And if I'm not regularly doing my energetic hygiene practices, that can turn into anxiety. It can turn into fear. It can turn into sluggishness or exhaustion. It can just turn into like feeling blocked and stuck too. So every day, no matter what, I wake up and after I make like my little tonics, I go up to my office and I do about 5 minutes of energy clearing. All this looks like is I do an energy cord practice, which means I picture my energy cord, I pick up a new energy cord, and Missy will be teaching more about this in our No Drain December if you need more specifics. And I imagine all energy that isn't mine just kind of running through that cord. Then I use a smoke bundle. And I smoke cleanse myself, and I use an energetic spray as well, an energy clearing spray. And if you go on Etsy, you can find a lot of these things, or there are probably a lot of local makers or metaphysical stores near you you could use. You can also make your own essential oils, local herbs you can make into dried smoke bundles, stuff like that. That actually can be really powerful. So I'm doing a visualization. I'm doing a little bit of smoke cleansing, a little bit of spraying, and then I picture a visual bubble around myself, and I can't visualize. And so like energy work can be a little tricky if you can't visualize, but it can still be done. You can just set the intention to have a bubble around you and just say, I protect my energy, right? And then throughout the week, throughout the day, you know, I tend to do EFT pretty regularly. I try to make it weekly, but really if I'm doing it monthly, I'm lucky. A weekly feng shui clearing of my home. And the way I do energy and space clearings and feng shui clearings are things that I'll teach in upcoming classes too. And then over time I use flower essences or work with energy healers when I feel like I'm working through bigger energy blocks, right? Like doing my 5 minutes of energy clearing a day, doing a regular feng shui space clearing for my home. That pretty much is good for me, right? But there are times in life when we're all going through bigger things, or we're all going through bigger emotions or bigger shifts or bigger challenges. We need to do more energy work. And that's when I may call in a healer, somebody like Missy or a Reiki practitioner, or I may work with a flower essence or do more EFT tapping, right? And those can be really helpful in those moments when we're like kind of really shedding a huge energetic layer, but we're scared to let go or we don't quite know how to move it. Calling in the big guns can be really good too. But it doesn't have to be complicated. And you don't have to go out and get a ton of different tools or resources or spend a lot of money, right? Some simple visualizations. Opening a window to your office is a great way to clear energy. Lighting candles, right? And, just like keeping things relatively clean. Sweeping, for me, is an energetic tool for sure. You know, sweep, vacuum, showering is an energetic tool. Things that make you feel like that you are getting what's not yours off of you and out of your home, right? Those things are all really beautiful. And one little trick I'll leave you with is a very simple one. But I encourage you to attend the No Drain December event tomorrow because I'm going to be sharing like 20 of these. But what I encourage you to do is simply identify a room in your house that feels maybe like it could use a little bit of help. Maybe it is your bedroom. Maybe it's an office space. Maybe it's a guest room that hasn't been used for a long time. Or maybe if you live in a small space and it's a studio, it's just the whole space, right? Open one window. I know it's December now, so it's cold, but just crack it open for just a few moments. Light a candle. And if you have a smoke bundle, you can light that and use it in the corners of the room. You can also just clap in the corners of the room. And visualize all the negative energy that doesn't serve that space going out the crack in the open window. And then, of course, extinguish the smoke bundle if you're using that. Close the window and leave out a bowl of salt. This can be sea salt or kosher salt. I wouldn't recommend using the Morton salt, like table salt, but sea or rock salt or kosher diamond salt are all really good. And the bowl doesn't have to be a massive bowl. I'm talking like a small cereal bowl. You can fill it halfway up and leave that salt bowl out for 24 hours in the center of the space you're working to clear and have it set the intention for it to absorb any negative energy. And make sure to flush it down the toilet or throw it in a trash can outside of your home after 24 hours. And then after the space clearing, I want you to shower or at the very least wash your hands and take a bath, right? Because when you're kicking up a lot of energy in your space, the energy that's been stagnant and kind of stuck in the corners of your own home, again, like dust, it's like if you were cleaning a really, really dusty space, like physically, literally dusty, the dust you can see, afterwards you might need to shower and wash your clothes because you would have kicked up so much dust it might be sticking to you. So do that. Cleanse yourself, wash your hands, shower. You can use a salt scrub. That can be really good, but you can also just be in the shower and visualize energy coming off of you. And then I want you to imagine cutting any cords. Now take a second and just see if you can visualize any cords that are coming off of you. And of course, they're not literal physical cords that you can see with your eyes. They're energetic and emotional cords that are usually tied to other people. And then I want you to picture a big pair of golden scissors, just snip, snip, snipping all these cords away. And as the cords fall, they fall to the ground and they immediately absorb and dissolve into the earth. And just try that out. And then notice, right? With energy work, it's always about doing an experiment on yourself to see what works the most for you. What works the most for me may not work the most for you. And I've intuitively developed a ton of energy clearing practices that I've never read about, but are just things that I'm like, oh, I think this would feel good. And I try it out and I'm like, oh, it felt good. So be willing to practice, right? And if you start to do regular energy clearing, just notice the effects it has on your life. Ideally, you feel a little bit more in your own energy. You feel a little bit calmer, a little bit more grounded, a little bit more peaceful, a little bit lighter, right? Those are the effects of energy clearing. Think about going from a room that's covered in horrible layers of dust to going into a room that is super clean and feels really good and warm and it has a warm environment and an inviting way about it. That's kind of what we're doing with energy clearing, right? So I hope you will consider coming to the No Drain December event that Missy and I are holding tomorrow, because we will teach you like more very practical, like Missy has like an arsenal of energy practices that anybody can do. And she's going to teach several of them on the call tomorrow, as well as perform a group clearing. So when somebody like Missy does a group energy clearing, what that means is it's like, she is, I don't know, what is a good metaphor here? It's like we're all sitting in front of her covered in dust and she's got a hose and she's going to clear us all off at once, right? And she's really powerful at that. I've been to many of her group energy clearings before and they're really good. And then I'm going to teach almost 24 tactics of energy clearing and also things in your home that may be draining you. Because in the tenets of feng shui, there are things, if you're feeling drained or exhausted or like your energy just isn't as enlivened as you want it to be, I guarantee you it is reflected in your home. And I'm going to teach you ways to look out for things in your home. For example, pictures of water, water art. There are places in your home you don't necessarily want those to be, even though they can be beautiful. And if they're placed in areas that are incorrect, at least according to the tenets of feng shui, and you always get to decide, they can be draining your energy. So I'm going to talk about stuff like that. So Missy's going to talk about like energy protection, energy clearing tools. And I'm going to talk about feng shui, energy clearing, and things in your home that may be draining your energy. And I think it'll be really interesting. Missy and I have a blend where we're like obviously super spiritual and like a little bit woo-woo or a lot woo-woo, but we're also like incredibly practical. We're like, here are the actual steps. Here is what this actually means. Here is a way, a story, a metaphor, or anecdote where it can actually like ground and land for you. And here are tools and the step-by-step ways to do them that you can do immediately. So I think that you'll really enjoy that. And then Missy and I will be announcing a group coaching mini mind that's going to start in January. This is going to be geared toward people who are consider themselves spiritual entrepreneurs, leaders in the world, visionaries, or people who want to be a leader, a visionary, an entrepreneur, right? You don't have to be an entrepreneur in that you own your own business. You could be working in in a different organization or not working at all, but you consider yourself that you're a leader in this world, that you're an empath, an HSP who has something to say, something to do, something of import, purpose in this world, right? And you are ready to be coached by two people who have stepped into their spiritual leadership and their energetic leadership. And it's going to be an awesome mini mind. It's 4 months long because we are going to do energy clearings every month. We're going to do EFT tapping sessions every month. We're going to be doing feng shui consultations. Missy's going to be teaching all of her energetic setups for success in business and leadership. I'm going to be teaching all of the feng shui tips for success in leadership and business. And we're also going to send you custom picked flower essences. So the idea here is that you come in and you start with us in January and you define a very specific purpose and outcomes for your spiritual and energetic leadership. And then we spend the next 4 months in community going after it. And we're limiting this to only 10 people. So I think it'll be a really interesting way of working because in a lot of the business and leadership programs that I've worked in and frankly taught, it's been a lot of strategy, which is important. You know, you want to take action, you want to know how to do things in the world, but it's been a lot of cognitive and intellectual thinking. And when Missy and I were brainstorming this, we were like, what if we like exclusively worked with energy? So what I want you to think of is like Missy and I, the image that comes to mind is curling, the Olympic sport of curling. Is that like you guys have the puck or whatever it's called in curling, and like Missy and I are like your sweepers and we're teaching you how to clear your energy so that like your puck, AKA your goal or desires in your business or leadership or way of being in the world can move forward and slide forward effortlessly. And we're clearing the energy blocks out of the way for you and teaching you how to clear your own energy blocks out of the way. So that'll be also made live shortly. I don't know why I'm laughing at that metaphor. It's just kind of a silly one. But you know, the thing about energy is it's actually like really important to have, and I'll just say this as an aside before I finally close for the day. If you're a coach, a teacher, a healer, like one of the most important things you can do is have metaphors and anecdotes that ground concepts. So many things that we work with are so, they're difficult to explain to people and therefore they don't really land as concepts and people don't really understand them and understand their impact and then implement them. And energy work is one of those things. If you don't have metaphors, stories, or anecdotes about how something like energy work can and does work, it's not going to land for a person. And so if you're out there in the world and you're trying to help somebody or coach somebody or teach somebody something, just really up your metaphor game and your anecdote game. It's a good teaching tip. So anyways, I hope you will come to No Drain December on December 4th. That's tomorrow, but there is a lifetime replay provided in case you cannot attend live. And I'll help you consider, if you consider yourself an energetic or open to energy work, interested in energy work, and you consider yourself a spiritual person, somebody who's got a mission, who wants to lead, in their business or lead in other capacities in their world, I hope you'll consider the group coaching mini mind that Missy and I will be putting together. And as soon as I have the link for that, I'll share that too. But I will say, I guess I'll give you a couple of details in case you're like, oh my God, I totally want to do that. It's going to be Wednesday. It's going to be 2 calls a month, a private online community, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And once a month, Missy is going to do an energy clearing. Once a month, I'm going to be doing a custom EFT tapping session. You get a one-on-one with Missy to do a powerful energy clearing hour with her. You get a one-on-one with me to do a custom feng shui assessment of your home and how we can remove those blocks. And then every month, we're going to go through a particular theme. We're going to set up our intentions and our goals in the first month together. Then we're also going to go over visibility, money, and a couple of other things that relate to like leaders and spiritual, leaders and entrepreneurs and visionaries in this world too, right? The kind of common blocks that we can struggle with. So I think it's going to be really powerful. You know, I haven't podcasted in a while, and I feel like I'm losing my touch. Like, that was such a rambly episode, but I hope you got something out of it. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love for the week ahead. And yeah, have a great one. I'll talk to you soon. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about The Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.